This is the Neverwinter Nights podcast for the week of January 19th, 2007. This is episode 10. Welcome to the Neverwinter Nights podcast, a weekly show dedicated to the Neverwinter Nights game series. I'm Jay.
And I'm Trey.
Hey, man.
What you been up to lately, dude?
After the holidays, everyone got sick in our house, so we're finally getting over all of that stuff. And actually, this last week, I did get to play some gaming. I played a little Battlefield 2142 with some friends and played some Neverwinter Nights 2, progressed my character in the original campaign to... currently at the Highcliff Castle, trying to get all the lizard folk to stop crushing all the ships as they go out. So that's where I'm at. What have you been up to?
I got to play a little Neverwinter Nights 2 also. And actually, I'm not as far as it sounds like you are. I'm just about to go into a cave in the swamps. And I just got through fighting some giant spiders.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Those were fun.
Yeah. So, I don't know about your house, but it is very cold at my house.
Brr, baby.
So, we had that winter storm system hit through here last weekend, and actually, I think it hit the East Coast even harder than it hit us.
I know.
And they're talking about this weekend, we're going to get hit with another one, so it's going to be cold.
Which makes it snow.
Well, you may get it, because they're talking about it. And I was going to tell you and... Kenny and anybody else coming to my house for the game day this Saturday to dress in layers. The basement, Dead Parrot Tavern, is a little chilly this time of year, especially with it cold outside, so you might want to bring a little extra jacket or something.
Oh, it is. That's right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's just a little cooler than normal. There's no heat down here, so it's just
whatever. Can we bring our own space heater?
We may have to. Which reminds me, everybody, I know this isn't, you're probably not going to get to hear this till later in the week, but Saturday, January the 20th, we will be having a game day. We usually have one of these just with our guild every once in a while. And we're going to be doing it from 10 o'clock Central Standard Time until whenever. That usually winds up being like 11 or 12 or 1 or 2, depending on how involved we get into the game.
Is that the Old Geeks Guild?
Yeah, that would be These Old Geeks. It's kind of a play on This Old House, but... we're going to set up a TeamSpeak server. We've got a post in the forum that gives you guys the information on how to connect if you'd like to jump in and play with us, or just jump in and talk about Neverwinter Nights or whatever games we might be playing at the time. You'll be more than welcome to do that. So check out the forums post and you have all the info there.
So what do we have up for this episode? We have an interview with ThievesGuild.net.
Yeah, we just did that earlier this week. Now, we talked about them last week and some of the problems they were having with hosting and download prices, or the cost of the running the site due to the whole popularity of it and the downloads they were hitting. And we got to talk to one of the founding members of the site and discuss that a little bit more with them and what their site's all about. It's going to be really good.
So that'll be coming up a little later.
Yep. Before we get into that and get into other topics we were going to talk about, let's look at some listener feedback.
Yeah, we got another email from Dave out in California, eat2surf@yahoo.com. He actually replied in answering to, if you remember last week, we had Mike from the UK sent us in an audio question about how interested he was in getting on to some DM'd games and being able to sit in and watch on those, because he was kind of new to Neverwinter Nights. And Dave actually wrote in and also said that he was interested in DM games and that...
he even offered to help Mike out and get with him and do a couple in joint, or just let him hang out while they run one. I thought that was really nice. So we'll send that information on to Mike so that he can get in contact with him.
Yeah, so Mike, if you're listening, you can go ahead and contact Dave. He said you could at his email, eat2surf@yahoo.com.
We also got some feedback from the Nippers that was also for Mike, said that most of the persistent worlds have websites you can search their forums and et cetera and get a feel for how well the persistent world treats people. New or not, never mattered when he used to join.
He loved to role play, and he never let on except that he played the character like an actor, is what he's trying to say.
That's where I was messing up.
Yeah.
He also went to give us a couple of feedback, or give us a couple of notes on previous issues on camera angles. He agreed that they kind of stink, and he favored the Neverwinter Nights one, or if they, see, this is what he really wanted. He said, if they really want to make him happy, I like City of Villain style, and it's a WASD keys to move, and you hold down the left mouse button to move the camera. So otherwise, moving the mouse moves your character. And that's a slightly different than just the WASD mouse look, and it sounds interesting. I've not played City of Villain, so I'm not really used to that style, but I could see how that could be beneficial. And also to clarify something he's noticed from issue 8, or episode 8, that a lot seem to misunderstand on classes and races. He says, if you have two classes, you need to check your race's favored class. If it is one of the two classes you have, then you have no XP penalty. If not, then you need to check your levels. If you are leveling them equally, then you need not worry about penalties. In other words, an orc wizard level 8 and a cleric level 7 has no XP penalty, even though neither is a favored class. But if you level the wizard to a 9, and he'll gain an XP penalty.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So if you only take two classes and you keep the levels equal, you're safe. On the 3-class scenario, which gets a little more complicated, it says then even a human needs to worry because only one favored class is allowed and negates the XP penalty. So a human fighter level 8, wizard level 7, and thief level 3 is taking an XP hit as follows. This is where you kind of got to really stay with it or you can get lost.
Okay.
The fighter level
8. I'm sticking with you. I'm in there.
Okay, you ready? Fighter level 8 is not considered an XP penalty. Because it's the highest level, it's going to be considered your favorite class.
Right.
Wizard 7 is now what the third class has to match. Thief 3 is over one level below the wizard level 7. So the wizard causes an XP penalty. So the fighter level can go away, go anywhere. This class is ignored, considered that it's the favorite class.
Okay, I think I followed that.
Yeah. I had to reread that a couple of times to make sure I understood it, too, because it's like, whoa, 3. I've never even... I've dual class, but I'm not tri-class. So I kind of had to go over it again.
Well, actually, in the original campaign for Neverwinter Nights, I triple-classed.
Oh, did you?
Well, I double-classed and then took a prestige class. So
I've not done that yet.
Is that triple-classing?
I don't know. I guess it is. He also had some feedback on episode 9, and he says, sorry for the backpedaling, but that's fine. He said, on persistent ideas, he favors skill systems. Neverwinter Nights 1 and 2 use too many conditional systems, meaning you have to be a caster to make magic items. He said, being from the old school D&D, that took dwarves from the equation, so dwarves couldn't be casters.
Took dwarves out of the equation.
Out of the equation, yeah.
Yeah.
So a dwarf couldn't be a caster just because of the limitations they put in the game. He said, but still many people like being a fighter, and that person can make great weapons and armor, etc., but stinks in the skill gain. A lot of community contributors have been coming up with different skill systems that incorporate online MMORPG game-like skill systems where anyone willing to spend months and years to take time to working on the skills can master making various items. So that among these systems, he liked Ambrosius, who was his personal favorite, and CNR, and he said he forgets the brains behind this one, but he recalls this section similar to the Neverwinter Nights 2. So mages did magic items, etc., but it wasn't as strenuous. So he has a little more organized on the way it goes. And there's a few other ones, and he loves making things, which more power to you, because I don't really care for it. I like the adventuring, I guess, most. He says, on that note, he said, I'd love to hear a podcast going into skill systems and the future of Neverwinter Nights 2. And that's a good topic, and we've added that to our list so that we can cover that in a later episode.
Yeah, we'll have to do some reading up on that.
Yeah. Then he also went into, Trey, he also had some info in there about external video cards like you talked about in Episode 8.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. The biggest kicker I've noticed out of it is they're really expensive, and we're talking into the multiple thousands of dollars to get them. So.
Did he say one is $17,000?
No. Yeah, he said one of them was.
It's stinking grief.
Yeah. I think I'll just buy a new machine instead of getting an external video card for that price.
You can buy a car for that much.
So the Nippers, you did a great job getting some information for us. It's not the first time, so
yeah,
I don't think we haven't noticed it. We appreciate you continuing to keep us informed.
I like his ending there. Read his ending.
Yes, just keep on dicing. You guys are doing a great job. The good morning, Vietnam of Neverwinter Nights. So.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Yeah, okay.
Don't quit my day job.
Exactly.
You were going to say it, so I said it first.
I don't know. It was going to be nice. But, you know, you brought it up. So, hey, guys, we love getting your feedback. And if you would like to send us some feedback, you can either leave a comment on our website, post it to the forum, send us an audio message, or email us at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. Just a quick note about our email address. Recently, it has been blocked from our work, so we can't get to it while we're at work during the day, so you may not get email responses
Hosers. As
quickly as we used to. But if you'd rather post it to the forum, we still can get to that, so we will be monitoring that on a daily basis. So.
Mod Spotlight is a section of the show where we highlight a module that has been created by the community. This is a unique opportunity for a modding team to discuss their mod to the community in their own words and in their own voice. If you're a mod developer and would like to be featured in the module spotlight, just follow the instructions on the Submit a Mod Spotlight on our website. We look forward to hearing from you.
So, Trey, we don't have a mod spotlight for this week?
That is correct.
Okay, so any of you mod teams out there or people that are involved with mod teams, you might want to talk to your project lead and say, hey, we need to do this because we'd love to promote your module so that people that listen to the podcast can know about it. So. Combat casting is an extremely useful feat for most spellcasters, especially poorly armored ones, whose spells are more likely to be interrupted. Any multi-class spellcaster should consider eventually adding the practice spellcaster feat.
We have Bill from the thievesguild.net website with us tonight. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, where you're located, stuff like that.
Okay. My name is Bill Gilo, and call me Lurchman on the site, so you know when you see me. I live in the southern part of Wisconsin in the U.S., and I'm kind of the grandfather figure of the bunch. I'm the older one. And playing video games since there were video games, and
So what was the first video game you ever played?
Pong.
There you go. I remember that one.
Bouncing a little white ball across your TV screen.
Yeah.
I think Magnavox was one of the first ones to come out with that.
Yeah, I remember playing Pong.
I've always enjoyed the games. I've been playing more games than you can count over the years. I usually got about six of them on the computer at one time. I jump from one to the other. That's about the gist of it.
How long have you been involved with Neverwinter Nights community?
Not a lot with the community. I did play Neverwinter Nights 1 and all the expansions. I got onto a few sites and made some posts and stuff, but never really got involved with any work on any of the sites or anything until I ran into Cal.
Okay. And Cal is the owner of thievesguild.net? He's the administrator. Okay.
He's the boss.
And so what is your role there at ThievesGuild.net?
Well, I ran into Ken a while back, and he was just kind of thinking on changing, building a site for Neverwinter Night 2, and it was by himself, and he asked me if I would give him a hand, and I said, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I enjoy the games, and I knew it was going to be coming out soon, and I was going to get it, so, yeah, why not? I'd give him a hand, and not knowing what I was going to get myself into. I thought it would be fun, and it is.
Yeah, as we mentioned in the last episode, I don't know if you got to listen to it, but this website has really exploded, and I guess there are like 6,000-plus users registered. And
it's over 9,000 now.
Oh, my goodness. In like 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know. I was not expecting that. This being my very first time working on a site, it kind of caught me by surprise. But we're very happy. You know, we're having a good time, and we enjoy all the people that have come to the site, and we think it's going real well.
Yeah. I noticed that I think I saw somewhere where Cal is actually based in Germany. Is that right?
Yes, he is.
And so, and you're in Wisconsin in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So y'all solely hooked up over the Internet?
Well, I got kind of in the tail end of it, one of his old sites, and it was all in German. And me, I'm kind of one that likes to stick my nose in any old place and put my two cents worth in. And Ken finally gave me a private message telling me to quit trying to use my bad German and just speak in English. And we got to talking. And that's where we got on the subject of Neverwinter Nights.
Okay, so why don't you tell us what is really the main focus of the ThievesGuild.net?
Well, mainly it's just a site dedicated mainly to people who are into the Forgotten Realms. You know, we would eventually like to go beyond Neverwinter Nights 2, but we really are looking at the whole picture here. We'd like to get into Neverwinter Nights 1. We're looking to get into some of the Persistent Worlds things. We want to kind of touch base over everything. Now, Ken, he's the one that's really into it. He likes the Thieves. That's where we get the name from. He kind of associates with the Forgotten Realm god, Mask, the god of the Thieves.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he came up with the name Thieves Guild.
Okay. I have to confess, when I first saw the website, oh, it's been several weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I thought, wow, looks like a site for rogues.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
Just from the name. And mm-hmm. But then I got to talking and chatting with some of the people on the website. And not too many of them played rogues.
No, but, no. I don't know. Well, I think it's a pretty popular character to play.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm sorry, go on.
Ken's really into the Thieves, though. He likes to play that. I have fun with it, too. I'm playing one now myself.
So what is your favorite character or type of role to play?
Me? I'm a fighter. I like the fighters. I like to go in there with a sword and a shield and just...
That's mostly what I played with Neverwinter Nights 1. I'm trying out a warlock in Neverwinter Nights 2, and I seem to like it so far. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've done the warlock. It's a little different, but
you gotta be a little meaner.
Once you get the hang of it.
There seems to be a lot to look at on the ThievesGuild.net website. How long and how many people did it take for you guys to build it?
Well, it just started out with Ken and I, and I think we lasted about a month before we finally decided we need some help here. And we got a couple of young fellas here that are working for us at first, and now we got a total of 7 people working on the staff.
Wow. That's good.
But we still don't have enough.
We need more, huh?
Yes, we are looking for some more help.
Well, that leads us into the next question I was going to ask you. Are you looking? So you are looking for help.
Yeah,
so
we're looking for some help. Anybody that's really interested in doing some maybe some news updating, some content work. If they're interested, go on the site and send a PM to Cal1S.
To Cal1S, C-A-L,
mm-hmm.
Cal1S,
and
then an S, okay?
Mm-hmm. And we'd be more than happy to have somebody join the staff.
Okay, so I noticed that you're already taking donations. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and why?
Well, it goes back to what you said before, when we were talking before, the site really exploded.
Right.
Much faster than what we expected. Ken, who's experienced at that with site work, was very surprised at our growth. And we just couldn't keep up with the bandwidth. We found ourselves at a couple of points changing almost our bandwidth every week to keep up with the number of people that were signing up. And it got... with just the two of us supporting the site, we weren't sure where we were going to end up at. So we decided to put one ad on there at least and start taking donations to help pay for this.
So how's that went? We got a lot of people respond?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Cal.
Oh, okay. He's the one taking all that?
I think we do pretty well. We've got some response. I know that. How much exactly, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But so far, we seem to be doing pretty good.
Every little bit helps, probably.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, I noticed the other night that y'all added a chat session, chat sessions onto the website.
Uh-huh.
So, how's that working out?
Well, a little slow starting. That was kind of my idea. We had a chat room all along, never really did too much with it. And I kind of thought to myself, well, what can we do with it to spur some interest? And I thought, I've gone in there and just sat there, nobody's come in. So I thought to myself, what we need is a special event, a hosted event talking about a particular topic.
There you go.
So we started that a little over a week ago, and the first time was pretty good. Last week's wasn't so good, but I expect it to pick up as time goes by. We're also checking into maybe getting some special guests on. Okay. We're trying to get some volunteers now, people that deal with mod making or with the game itself, special things like that, and host a show with these people there talking about whatever it is they do.
That sounds interesting, yep.
I think so. I think that would draw a good number of people. We want everybody to know that this is a well thought out thing, and we want everybody to come there and have a good time. We watch who comes on and what happens. We keep things on the up and up, but we like to see more people come. I think it could be a real good thing.
Right. I noticed you have the you save the chat logs so that you can actually read them afterwards. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. But I think, once we get some, we can get some regular people on there who are specialized in certain things, then we might see more people get on there. And that's take an interest in meeting other people and just talking, and hopefully it'll all catch on, and we'll see a lot more growth in the chat room.
Yeah, get some more interest in there.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the first few were on, I think, on Monday nights.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're going to try to do is regular, one day a week like that?
We're going to have one Monday night for the people in the Americas, the North American continent area.
Right.
And then we're going to have another one Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay.
For the people in the European continent.
Okay.
Now, Lisa, she's the official host, and she's doing a wonderful job, I think.
Yeah, I've chatted with Lisa a couple of times on Instant Messenger as well as on the chat session. She seems like a very nice person.
Yes, she is. And I think she's doing a great job on the show. and she's shows a lot of interest in it, and glad she's there.
And we found out we had a few things in common.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed also the other day that you already have some NWN2 walkthroughs already up on your website. So
yeah.
how did those come about?
Well, I'm guilty on that part too.
Oh wow! So it sounds like you're the man behind the machine.
Well, if it is, it's by accident. Like I said, this was the first time I ever really did content work on a site, and this, and since we were just starting off from the bare bones, I sat and I looked back and I thought, what is going to be one of the first things people are going to look for when a new game comes out? You know, I thought about it for a while and I thought, you know, it's going to be one of two things. It's going to be a cheat or it's going to be a walkthrough. So I said, I put my guess in the walkthrough. So I went on the net and I couldn't find anything. Nobody had anything else out. So I said, okay, it's up to me. Start playing the game and building a walkthrough. And that's what I did. The first one, I really concentrated on the main quest. I wanted to get something up quick.
Right.
I knew if I tried to get too much into depth, it would take me too long to get it out. So I stuck to the main quest and got started getting it up pretty quick.
How long did it take you to put that together?
I'd say probably about a month. Maybe a little over a month.
That's not too bad.
No. I'm doing a second version now. This was something I promised. And I always had a kind of thing in the back of my head that a good walkthrough is never really done. You know, it's something that's always going to be a work in progress. So to give you a little idea, I just set up part two of Act One. Now, the first one I did had about 4 pages to it. This version has 27 pages.
Wow.
So there's 23 pages difference in just one part. More content.
Go on.
What I did was I played 4 different characters at one time. I played a warlock, a thief. I played a wizard and a cleric, all with different alignments. And I played them all at the same, roughly at the same time. I would play a little bit as one, then switch to save files, play a little bit as the next one, to try and cover as much as I possibly could find.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a trip, I'll tell you. Pretty soon you begin to forget which file you got in there. You
really have time to play one character. You're playing 4 at a time, wow. Yeah, that's cool.
But it's a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot, and I'm getting a lot up on this new version. They're going to find out. I think everybody will be happy with it.
Have you made it all the way to the end yet?
All the way to the end? Oh, yeah. The first one I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of Neverwinter Nights 2?
Yeah, I don't think there's another one out there that's to the end yet.
Do what now? You don't think there's anybody that's to the end?
Well, the last time I looked, I think I only saw like Act One up for most people that had walkthroughs up.
Oh, for walkthroughs, right.
Yeah,
understood.
I've got the whole thing.
Actually, what I meant was, had you played the game all the way through to the end?
Oh yes.
Yeah, no spoilers though. So, but anyway, I was just kind of curious if you had went all the way to the end yet.
It's kind of hard to say I'm playing it though. When you play it and you're doing a walkthrough, it's
different.
Not the same.
Right,
you know, you play for 10, 15 minutes, and then you
stop
and you write, and then you play for 10, 15 minutes, and you write.
Yeah,
but I do
tedious.
Get there, and I play.
Yeah, but that isn't. I must confess, though, the only time I'll go read a walkthrough is if I'm stuck on something and can't figure something out.
Exactly. That's how I feel. But, like I said, I made a lucky guess. You know, I figured that's what people would be looking through, and I like to think that that's one of the things that helped us build.
Yeah. Okay, so I'd actually threw in a question there that kind of is a little bit off topic, but
go ahead.
It was the 10th one there. How much do you feel the lack of the Linux client and dedicated server will affect the community? Have you heard much about that, or?
No. We, you know, we have a lot of interest. People that are interested in the persistent worlds. We'd like to host some teams.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even have some guilds. And right now, we haven't seen a darn thing about anybody having a Linux client yet.
Right.
We keep looking. We're still pretty immersed in the NW2 part. I think once we get cleaned up with that, we're hoping maybe something will be out by then.
Okay.
You know, right now, we're just stuck with just the Windows.
So, okay, so what's the future of the Thieves Guild website? What do y'all have planned?
Well,
want to let everybody know about, or is it hush-hush?
No. right now, the NWN2 has really got our hands full. We got a lot of content. We're still getting up. We should have a feats list up pretty soon, all categorized and everything.
I'm sorry, what kind of list was that? A thieves
a
list?
Feats.
Oh, feats, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Feats list, okay.
Mm-hmm. But once we get done with that, we're kind of thinking about maybe expanding the forums to cover NWN1 and the different expansions. We were thinking about hosting some guilds. Sponsoring some persistent world teams. Maybe even forming some teams of our own. Get some games going. Friendly competition here.
Do you think you'll when Dragon Age comes out? Do you think you'll add that in too?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that's half the reason we're working so hard to get this stuff done. You know they're going to come out with something else. They're going to come out with an expansion or something.
Right.
So we want to be ready for it.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Bill. Well, we really do appreciate you joining us tonight.
I'm glad talking to you.
And letting us chat a little bit about your website and Thieves Guild and some of the things about that. And do you have any questions for us on the podcast or anything?
Well, no, not any questions. Just stop by and say hi once in a while. And to everybody else that's listening, we'd be happy to have you.
All right. Excellent.
I want to give you guys an update of what's going on with the Network Knights podcast. We've got to, I want to say a big thanks to, I think it's Durin over at the RPG Watch. They've included episode 8 in their news, and we appreciate the exposure and reciprocate that here, so we might go check out RPG Watch and see what they got going on over there. You also might notice episode 8 was on the main page of the Obsidian Entertainment website. And when I checked it, this was a couple of days ago, it was the top news story. I mean, it was the one at the top of the list. I wanted to bring that to your attention for a couple of reasons. I thought it was cool that we were top of the list over there.
And it's not the first time we've been other, too.
Yeah. They've done, ever since we did the interview with Annie on the first episode, they've done a really pretty good job, I think, of keeping tabs on what we're doing. So we're not getting less exposure after that because they're really still been supporting us, and we appreciate that. But one thing I did want to point out is that they had an inaccuracy in their news article about us.
An inaccuracy in the post, right?
Yes, an inaccuracy in the post. They stated that you could go ahead and check out the mod created by the Network Knights podcast for the Selma Hayek Christmas Carol, which we did not create that. I just wanted to make sure not. And I've sent an email to Ryan, or one of our contacts over there, to try to see if they can get that corrected. Dax Allred is actually the creator of the Selma Hayek Christmas Carol mod, and we've got a link to that to the vault, so you can go check that out if you didn't get to check it out before. But I just wanted to let everybody know we're not trying to take credit for that. It was all credit goes where credit is due, and Dax Allred and anybody he had helping them is the ones that should get credit for that.
Well, here it is 9 days later, and it looks like it's still not corrected. I just popped over there to look. They haven't corrected it yet.
Well,
you sent that email?
I said I'll have to check, make sure that they got it. I'll follow up with it.
Did you send it to Ryan, or did you send it, use the contact us?
No, I was going to send it to Ryan. I'll make sure I sent it.
Okay.
The other site news we've got is we kind of touched on it before, and I'm going to touch on it again. Tomorrow, when you, by the time you hear this, it'll be
Friday.
Don't
be touching me.
I'm not touching you. Saturday, our big game day. So if you want to weigh in on a Never Nice topic and you get a TeamSpeak client, you can. If you don't have a TeamSpeak client, you can do a search on Google and download it, install it, and then look at the post in our forums, which brings me to the other new thing we did. You can now see what the latest posts to the forums are on the main page of our website. So
yeah, I was going to mention that we had kind of changed up the front page a little bit there.
Yeah, we've added some new stuff there. And episode 8, also, I'm throwing some other stuff in here. Episode 8 went over 400 downloads, so thanks, guys. Y'all are getting the word out, and more people are downloading and subscribing to the podcast, so we're seeing those numbers increase, so we really appreciate that.
Anyway, yeah, we're hoping that people will use our forums more than they have been, because especially since our email interface to the podcast has been blocked from work.
Yes.
And so if y'all use the forums more, then we'll be able to read what you have to say about us better.
True. Now, back to the game day stuff. We're going to be playing games, like we mentioned earlier. We wanted to open up the TeamSpeak server because that's how we communicate with each other when we're gaming, no matter what kind of games we're playing. Even if it's Neverwinter Nights, we'll connect to a TeamSpeak server and converse with each other. We're going to open that up for everyone, and we'll probably be talking, just playing games, but then we'll also just have some times where we're just discussing gaming itself. And the plans are that, depending on how it goes, we may use some of that audio in a future podcast. Or, you know, if you just guys want to jump in and say, hey, I've great job, or hey, guys, I hate this segment, or could you bring this segment back, or something along that lines, whatever you want to, just give us some feedback or give us a show ideas, you're more than welcome to come and do that. We're going to be playing for a long time, so we're going to be on there.
Yeah, why don't you tell us when the times are again?
Yeah, we're going to start 10 o'clock in the morning on on Saturday. That'll be Central Standard Time for anybody anywhere else in the world. And we'll go to whenever.
I always look forward to these game days.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes we just can't get enough gaming in, so it's fun just go take a whole day and do nothing but that. Which, I know, I said I had some New Year's resolutions. I was going to game more. I've already started planning out a week's vacation that I'm going to do nothing but light chores around the house and play games.
There's nothing better than fragging your friends.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, and if you have questions, comments, or show ideas, send them to show@neverwinternightspodcast.com or send us an audio by clicking on the Send Me an Audio link on our website. We need some more of those.
Now, those are a lot of fun. I like doing them that way.
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
Also, while you're on our site, you can add your shout-out to our Frapper map by clicking the Frapper logo, which we didn't go into that, Trey, but I think there were some new ones.
I was going to mention that. There are several new ones out there. I believe Dave from California, who we mentioned earlier in the feedback, put his pin out there. So thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. We still have quite a few anonymous out there that you haven't put your name on there. So please go and do that.
Well, maybe they're doing it anonymously because they don't want us to mention their names, which I guess is understandable too.
I guess that's cool.
I like that, you know, if you place your pin, that's pretty cool because we're starting to see what other areas we're reaching, and surprisingly, it's all over the world. So, I like seeing that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, keep talking while I flip over to
okay.
Frapper, and I'll tell you where these anonymous ones are from.
Okay. Also, if you're a member of a modding team, as I mentioned earlier, and you'd like to have us cover your mod, you can create a mod spotlight by following the instructions on our Submit a Mod Spotlight page. That's on our front page of our website. It's linked to that. Or, you know, if you guys got a recommendation for a site that you'd like to see us cover in the community spotlight, or someone you'd like to see us interview. I know we've got Bruce had some feedback for us on a couple of people that we could go contact, and we're trying to track them down, and Bruce will probably be looking at you to help us out with that, so we probably need to get in contact with you also. But, you know, we're open to making this podcast what you guys want it to be. And if you got something that you'd like to see happen, or somebody you'd like to see us go get an interview with or ask a question to, then let us know. We'd love to go try to tackle that for you.
Okay, so we, like I said, we have Dave from Oceanside, California, pinned out on the map. We have, since the last time we checked, an anonymous from Denver, Colorado. An anonymous from Fayetteville, where the podcast is actually originated.
It's Fayetteville, Arkansas, not Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's correct, Fayetteville, Arkansas. An anonymous visitor from Great Britain. An anonymous from San Luis Obispo, California. I just butchered that. I bet everybody just loves listening to me try to pronounce these. The anonymous from Brisbane, Australia.
Hey, that's why I'm letting you do it.
An anonymous from Tallahassee, Florida. An anonymous from Cleveland, Ohio. Actually, there's some more out here. Another anonymous from Fayetteville. That's two from Fayetteville.
We'll have to find out who those guys are and twist their arm until they put their name on it. That's too close to home to be anonymous.
Another anonymous from Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Australia.
There.
Sorry. Not Virginia. Anonymous from Springdale, which is another town. Springdale, Arkansas, which is another town just 10 miles from us here. So, there's quite a few more out there. A lot of anonymous. I guess that's okay. We'll read the anonymous ones too, I guess.
Yeah. I just like seeing the map fill up with pins. That's cool.
It's starting to fill up now. Most excellent.
Again, thanks for listening, and if you have those questions or comments or show ideas, please send them to us or send us some feedback, and we'll get on those and see what we can figure out for you. So until next time, get in game.
Get in game.
And level up.
Level up.